Chapter 5. The Russian gentleman was called Mr. Shapansky. Mother got answers to all her letters, but nobody knew where Mr. Shapansky's family was. Another letter came, but it wasn't for Mother. It was for the children. It read, "To Roberta, Peter and Phyllis. Come to the station at 3 o'clock on the 30th for a small presentation. It is to thank you for saving the train with your quick thinking. Yours faithfully, Jabez Inglewood, Secretary, Great Northern and Southern Railway Company." The children wrote a letter back to the railway secretary. "Dear Mr. Jabez Inglewood, thank you very much. We did not want to be rewarded, but only to save the train. The time and place you say will be quite convenient to us. Thank you very much. Roberta, Peter, Phyllis." There were pots of roses all around the place. Perks, the porter, looked very smart too. There were also lots of people at the station. But the best thing of all was that the old gentleman from the Green Dragon was there. The old gentleman shook hands with the children, and everyone sat down on chairs. The secretary of the railway got up and made a speech. It was full of nice things about the children and how brave they were. Then the old gentleman got up and said nice things too. He was the director of the railway. He called each of the children to stand next to him. He gave each of them a beautiful gold watch and chain. Inside the gold watch, there was a message written in the metal. The children's names were there with the words, "From the directors of the Northern and Southern Railway in grateful recognition of the courageous and prompt action which averted an accident on." The children said thank you, and everyone shook hands with them. Then it was time to go home to Three Chimneys. Bobby wanted to talk to the old gentleman about something, but she didn't get the chance at the presentation, so she wrote him a letter. She asked him to meet her at the station when the Green Dragon next went through on his way home. The station master gave the old gentleman the letter, and Bobby, Peter and Phyllis went to the station that afternoon to meet him. They watched him get off the train and all felt very nervous. "Hello, this is a very great pleasure," he said as he shook their hands. "It was good of you to get off the train," said Bobby. The old gentleman took the children to the waiting room. "What can I do for you?" he asked. Bobby told him the story of the Russian gentleman and asked if he could help find Mr. Sespanky's family. Bobby told him the story of the Russian gentleman and asked if he could help him find Mr. Sespanky's family. "I have read his lovely book," said the old gentleman. "And your mother took him in? She is a very good woman." Bobby told him the story of the Russian gentleman and asked if he could help find Mr. Shapansky's family. "I have read his lovely book," said the old gentleman. "And your mother took him in? She is a very good woman, just like the Good Samaritan. I know a lot of Russian men and women in London. I will ask them. I am glad you came to me for help." Peter and Bobby looked very happy, but Phyllis had disappeared. "Now, I want to know all about you. Tell me everything," said the old gentleman. Peter and Bobby didn't know what to say. the old gentleman decided to ask some questions. The questions went on for a long time, and then Phyllis came back with a large tin can and a very thick slice of bread and butter. "Afternoon tea," said Phyllis. The tin can was full of tea. The children and the old gentleman had afternoon tea. Then it was time for his train home. 10 days later, the children saw the old gentleman get off the train and walk towards Three Chimneys. He had found Mr. Shapansky's family. Bobby ran all the way home to tell Mr. Shapansky the good news. Peter and Phyllis showed the old gentleman the way to Three Chimneys. Mr. Shapansky and Mother sat in the garden. Bobby told them both the good news. Mr. Shapansky started to cry. He kissed Mother's hand and then covered his face with his hands as he sat down to cry. Peter went to the village to get buns and cakes. Phyllis and Bobby made tea and brought it to the garden. The old gentleman, Mother, and Mr. Shapansky were all speaking in French. There was lots of happiness at Three Chimneys that day. The old gentleman asked Mother if he could give the children presents. She agreed, and three boxes of chocolates appeared, one for each of the children. The old gentleman took Mr. Shapansky to London to be with his family. Mother was very sad as she watched him go. The children went down to the canal the next day. They didn't like the barge people. The children thought they were horrible. They threw coal at the children and shouted horrible things. One of the barges stopped near the bridge, and the bargeman shouted at the children to go away. They waited on the bridge for him to leave. He went to the Rose and Crown in the village. His wife was on the boat with the baby. She was nice to the children. "You stay and fish. He won't be back for hours," she said to the children. Bobby, Peter and Phyllis sat down by the canal and started to fish. It was getting dark when they saw lots of smoke coming from the barge. It was on fire. "The baby!" Bobby cried. The three children jumped onto the barge. Peter fell in the water, but Phyllis helped pull him out. Peter ran in to save the crying baby. Bobby heard a dog which was barking in the smoke. She rescued the dog. When they were on the shore, Peter took the dog and gave the baby to Phyllis. Bobby ran all the way to the Rose and Crown. The bargeman was called Bill, so Bobby started shouting for him. Then she saw his wife. "Your barge is on fire, but we saved the baby and the dog," Bobby cried. The bargeman's wife ran out of the pub very quickly. She was halfway there before Bill knew what was happening. When she got to the barge, she took the baby from Phyllis. Bobby came back with a crowd of bargemen. The bargeman and Peter took buckets of water from the canal and put out the fire. Bobby, Mrs. Bill, Phyllis and the baby sat huddled together on the bank. "You are true friends," Bill told the children. The bargemen were all nice to the children after that. Bill promised to take the children for a ride on his barge along the canal to say thank you. It was very late when the children got home. Mother was very worried about where they had been. All three children were cold and wet. They told Mother about the fire on the barge and how Peter had saved the baby and how Bobby had saved the dog. "Well, you did very well, children. You have made a lot of friends. First the railway, and now the canal. But it is time for bed," Mother said. She watched the children go to bed and felt very proud of her children.